Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, this was an episode that I recorded in Kansas City in my hotel room. I did two episodes, and the one was with Beth Topper. Mm-hmm. That's this one. And it was about photo finishing. She also could have done pit bulls. Oh. But I didn't know what photo finishing was. So I was like, I know what a pit bull is. It's a large square-headed dog, and right? that are vilified, and yet are very large. So we're kind of intimidating anyway.
Right.
Anyway, but every pit bull I've met has been very sweet.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we talked about photo finishing because I didn't know what the hell it was. And she first started working in a dark room,
mm-hmm.
making photos.
Okay.
Black and white.
Okay.
And then she programs a color machine.
Uh-huh.
And so she spends a good portion of her time making sure the colors match.
Yep.
And working with a color wheel and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was really very fascinating because we talked about colors and I told her about Pantone.
Yep.
The game that Scott Rogers made.
Yep.
And
based
I told
the colors.
The swatchy.
Yeah, yeah. They're the official color guides.
Of all things.
Right. Where they have these official color numbers that you can match up.
And I told her about our kitchen floor mm-hmm. that you designed.
Yep.
And so we talked about color. We talked about a lot about different...
Well, it's interesting because I used to... One of my college jobs was working at a place that did... And this was in, 1990. So mm-hmm. it was the very early days of making prints, of, computer prints.
Oh, right.
And one of my jobs was to make sure the colors matched.
Yeah. That's her job.
Yeah. And it was interesting and fascinating.
Right. It was fascinating. She was also talking about, sort of digital cameras and how it's all digital now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, I didn't know that anybody was still doing, actual photo.
When we first met, you had that camera that I borrowed on the when I went to Australia, I think, and it had it was a digital camera from 2003.
Okay,
and it was very big.
Yes,
and I was fascinated that it was so beautiful because it had a large card and it was But the pixels were probably less than my cell phone today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. It took a very small picture compared to what's available today.
It's fascinating,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting that we do the photo finishing episode after the Matt Oswalt. Taking pictures with his mm-hmm. brand new digital camera.
Oh, right.
Which now I wish it was the other way because I would ask him how big, what the pixels were on his camera. And stuff like that. But
in actual photo, when you're actually dealing with film, you aren't dealing with pixels. You're dealing with grain.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't mention grain, but I asked her if it was pixels, and she said it was not
mm-hmm.
because it's film and it's
right. And it's grain.
Yeah.
And the slower. The faster the film can resolve. So if you take like sports fiction, sports pictures and action pictures and stuff like that, where you actually need to make a very quick shutter speed.
Okay.
You get grainier film.
Oh, it's not as clear?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're kind of, they can be very blurry. And it's
it's when you see, they're not blurry, grainy. It kind of looks different. Like You'll see a picture where it'll have it'll look like it's been made, it's like blasted out of sand, and it'll be like these sports shots of basketball players dunking a basketball because it has to be super quick so you don't get any motion blur,
right?
And it'll be blown up real big like a mm-hmm. poster size, but you'll be able to see and it'll look perfectly clear.
It will be clear.
It'll be clear. It won't be blurry.
What's causing the grain?
It's literally the stuff on the film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's pre-digital.
That's pre-digital.
Well,
if you ever watch 16mm films, if you ever go to an art house theater,
yes.
You're never going to an art house theater, and watch a 16mm film, you can tell a 16mm film from a 32mm film because it's...
Matt Weinhold has those.
It's blown up. It's half the size, blown up
twice
blown
as big,
and you'll be able to see the grain of the film.
Got it. Well, this is fascinating, and so was Beth Topper. Holy smokes! the science of all this stuff is kind of great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great episode. Everyone should listen.